Hi, this is Tom Casale with your Patriots Campcast for Monday, August 14th. Well, the Patriots got back to work after losing in Atlanta 26-23 in their preseason opener. Of course, there were some positives and negatives. Practice started today with Tom Brady. He wasn't really that sharp. He overthrew Rashe Caldwell on a pass down the middle of the field. In Brady's defense, Caldwell didn't look like he was running full speed until the ball was in the air, but he did miss Lawrence Maroney on a wheel route where he was wide open down the sidelines. He missed Kevin Falk going on a fly route down the sidelines after he had beaten Larry Izzo off the line. So it wasn't one of Brady's best practices. He did end practice on a high note. He hit Kelvin Kite with an absolute bullet coming across the middle, which was a very nice pass and catch. So he didn't look great, but he caught on a little bit towards the end of practice. The Patriots continued to work on a running game that managed 162 yards against the Falcons. Lawrence Maroney, who looked phenomenal, continues to look good. They continued to work on the inside power running. Maroney right through the middle, then a quick burst, really has that down. Dylan Moore, the banger, the pounder inside, he looked good against Atlanta as well. And Patrick Cobbs, who surprised everybody with 105 total yards, looked good on the practice field too. So one thing is for certain, that the Patriots have depth at running back position right now. They got a nice mix of veterans and young guys, and this looks like it's going to be a running football team this year. One area concern from the Falcons game, inside linebacker, and it was a concern again today on the practice field. The Patriots actually opened with a 4-3 defense with Barry Gardner in the middle when they went 7-on-7, but the 9-on-7 running drills when Gardner was in the middle, he was getting pushed back again, kind of like he did against the Falcons. The Falcons racked up almost 200 yards of offense on the Patriots, and a lot was against that first-team defense with Don Davis and Gardner in the middle. And again today, Gardner was getting pushed back a lot, so that is a concern for the Patriots heading into the season. Players that missed practice on Monday: Teddy Bruschi, John Stone, Rodney Harrison, Chad Jackson, still not present, Freddie Roach, Dan Stevenson, Dan Copen, Marquise Hill, Richard Seymour, and Chad Brown, Patrick Pass, and Nick Kazier. Kevin Falk practiced, but he was wearing a red non-contact jersey. And Tabucky Jones, who injured his thumb against the Falcons this weekend, was out on the practice field, but he was wearing a protective cast on his thumb, so it was good to see him out there. Bill Belichick said that this week is one of the most important weeks for his football team, that the team should be getting a lot better from the first preseason game to the second preseason game. Monty Beisel is out at practice today. He's an interesting story. He was working with, actually lined up with Freddie Roach in the second half of the Falcons game. So what's going on with him, we're not too sure. I don't know if he was a situation where the Patriots were looking to see more players on the field or if he's fallen down the depth chart, but he continues not to line up with the first unit, so that can't bode well for Beisel. John Bon Jovi was present at practice today. Him and Bill Belichick are good friends. It was interesting, after practice, John Bon Jovi was talking with Patriots owner Jonathan Kraft, and one of the fans was calling for him, and in an amazing case of irony, the fan was wearing a Philadelphia Soul t-shirt. That, of course, is the Arena Football League that John Bon Jovi has part ownership in. So he went over and talked to the fan, and he talked to some players after practice, talked to Coach Belichick. Belichick called him a great friend over the years, someone who supported him, and lists Living on a Prayer as his favorite Bon Jovi song. For all you out there wondering what Bill Belichick's favorite Bon Jovi songs is. Again, they practiced on punt returns with Willie Andrews, Kevin Falk, Hank Poteet, and Vernell Brown, all returning punts. Belichick had an interesting quote in his press conference today. He said Willie Andrews did a good job against the Falcons, but he took too many chances. He took a couple of chances that he didn't need to take. And Belichick said there's an old expression, there's old punters and there's bold punters, but there's no old bold punters. Punt returners. So, meaning he doesn't need to take those kind of chances, and that's something that he'll look to improve on as we get further along in the preseason. And one final note, Belichick said today at his press conference that Tully Bantakane is having a pretty good camp. He said this is his best camp to date, and that if he continues to progress, he could help them on the defense this year, and that is certainly good news because they need all the help they can get out at the outside linebacker and the linebacker position in general. So, some good news, some bad news. Much like the preseason game, running game looking good, run defense still a question mark. So the Patriots have a closed practice Monday night, and they will have a public practice again on Tuesday starting at 4:30. That's it for now. Tom Casale signing off with today's CampCast.